Hello, hello. Thank you for joining in with Beanie Cooking and Show. I know you enjoy my meals that I put on the menu for you guys. I hope you be telling the family and your friends about what I be cooking, because they don't want to miss out also on all this scrumptious food. So, let everybody know that I am cooking. But today, we're going to be making some delicious Alaskan crab cakes. Yes, sir, ma'am. We finna get down on some crab cakes today. You know, it's summertime, you know, out here in California where I'm at, you know. So, we don't want to do a lot of cooking, like, from out the oven. So, this right here is like a stovetop meal, you know. You can make some rice or something like that with it, or whatever you desire. But it is going to be the Alaskan crab cakes. So, the first thing you're going to need to make sure you're for your meat is you're going to need 2 cans of 6.5 ounce crab meat, the king crab meat. Okay? You don't have to get no fresh crab if you choose to. But you're going to need 2 cans of the 6.5 ounce size of crab meat. And, okay, so, let's get started. Because this is going to be so delicious, so delicious. So, you're going to melt some butter in a medium spice pan, okay? And once you melt your butter, it can be margarine or it can be butter. But you're going to need 2 tablespoons of margarine or the butter. Okay? And then remove it from the heat. And then stir in 3 tablespoons of flour in the butter. Get it all nice and smooth. You know, mix it real well. Mix the flour in there real well to get it smooth. Okay, but make sure you take it off the stove, and then gently pour in 1 cup of milk. Just gently, you know, little by little by little, you know, you add your milk, just only 1 cup, little by little, okay? Then bring to boil. You'll bring it to boil over a medium heat and keep stirring. You know, because you have your milk in there. So, you have to keep stirring. Okay? Reduce heat. Okay? After you got it all nice and heated, the milk is, you know, kind of like boiling, bubbling. You go reduce the heat and let it simmer for like 1 minute. Okay? Okay, set that aside. And then get 2 eggs and get the yolk from the eggs and slightly beat it. Okay, once you get your egg yolk, you go take some of that mixture you had, some of that hot mixture with the milk and the butter and the flour. You go pour just about a little bit of it into the egg yolk. And just not, don't pour it all, just pour a little bit. And then okay, once you mix that in there, take the rest of your mixture and put it back on the stove. And let it cook and let it for several more minutes until it thickens. And then remove that from the heat. And then once you do that, you go take your cans of crab meat. You're going to drain it and remove any collagens in it, okay? Okay, then add the crab meat into that mixture. Okay, everything that you had already mixed up, add your crab meat in there. Add some parsley in there. Add about 2 tablespoons of chopped parsley in there. Add you some salt to taste. Okay, add some nutmeg. Add about 1/4 teaspoon in there. And about a 1/2 teaspoon of the salt, yes. Then just put you a dash of cayenne pepper in it. And then add a 1/2 cup of soft white bread cubes. So get you some bread, you know, any type of loaf of bread you have in the house. And, you know, cut them into cubes, you know, and add that up in there. And then you're going to get you 3/4 of the dry, a package of dry bread crumbs. So get you some, also you're going to need your dry bread crumbs. So just add about 3/4 cup of that up in there. And then mix it all up good and well. Okay. If you want to add your little granulated garlic, add your little granulated garlic. That'll be good. Mix it all in there. All good and well. And then you're going to cover it and put it in the refrigerator. Yes, yes, yes. After you mix everything in there, get all that good flavor in there, you got to put it in the refrigerator. And put it in the refrigerator for like about 1 hour. Because why you gonna need it in the refrigerator? Because it's gonna get nice and firm for you. So when you get ready and fry it. Okay, once it get nice and firm for you, just get you some cooking oil. You know, some vegetable oil, peanut oil. But vegetable oil will be best. The shortening vegetable oil. Because it gives your food a little bit more crisp. And it fries a little bit quicker. So, yes. And then you put that right there. Put it on like a medium type of heat. You know, in between medium high. And you don't want to put too much oil. You don't want to cover your whole cake. You know, you don't. I mean, you can deep fry it if you choose to. Or you can saute it. But, you know, I usually put it in, you know, 1/2 pan. And then I let that one side of my cake get brown, and then I flip it on the other side. But to make with this mixture, you should be able to make like 8 cakes, you know, and make them about 2.5 inches, you know, thickness. You know, if you have something like a scooper or something where you can measure it out or something like that, or a little scale or something to measure it out, that'll give you at least about 8 cakes right there. So then you just cook it to golden brown on both sides. And take it out and put it on a little paper towel or so. And I'm going to tell you. And if you got any tartar sauce or anything like that, or you can eat it with French fries. You can also make you some steamed rice with it. You can also have some salad on the side with it. So, as many ways you can do with this Alaska crab cake. You can also make them to sell them. But, yes, they're going to be so delicious. And I thank you, like always, for being on here. You know, listening to my good meals. Like I said, I have a whole lot more coming your way. But now you see the donation button on here. If you can give me a donation, I really will appreciate it, and I will appreciate you. And I do have this beanie seasoning that I'm going to be promoting on here. So everything is going to be all in this one seasoning, and you won't have to go from salt to pepper and all this type of stuff like that. But like I'm going to say once again, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I hope you download and then tell everyone else to download and listen to my podcast and follow me. Okay, and now I just also put it on YouTube, my podcast. So you can listen to it on YouTube as well. Okay, enjoy them crab cakes because I know you are. All right.